Welcome to Kodampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kodampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you enjoy listening.
Okay, so tonight we're looking at building self-confidence. And so we're going to kind of focus in three parts. We're going to focus on what isn't self-confidence, but masquerades as self-confidence. And then juxtaposition that with actual self-confidence. And then finally, focus on how we develop self-confidence. So that's going to be our three steps. I'm saying this so that I don't forget. And then if I forget something, you could say you forgot something. So keep each other in line. So the first thing I wanted to talk about is what we often confuse for self-confidence, but is not. And it's something we call in Buddhism deluded pride or arrogance. Whereas actual self-confidence, we would also call a type of pride, but we'd call it non-deluded pride. So for us to understand this, we have to kind of investigate what is deluded pride. And I think as I begin to describe this, you'll be like, oh yeah, I have a friend who's like that, right? I know someone with that problem. Okay, so in this book, How to Understand the Mind, there's a section on deluded pride and non-deluded pride. So to kind of understand what masquerades as confidence, but is not confidence, I wanted to first look at this section on deluded pride. So here, the definition, it says, deluded pride is a deluded mental factor that through considering and exaggerating our own good qualities or possessions, feels arrogant. So it's a deluded pride, meaning it's a distorted type of mind or a deluded mind, meaning we've got a distorted view of something, that through considering and exaggerating our own good qualities or possessions feels arrogant. So we, with deluded pride, we have a distorted way of looking at our good qualities or possessions. Like we feel that they make us noteworthy above others, more important, more significant. We feel entitled, right? A lot of this comes from this type of deluded pride where we consider and exaggerate our good qualities, or not even our good qualities, just our qualities, right? We can develop this mind for any number of reasons, sometimes bad reasons, right? Maybe we can feel proud on the basis of things we should feel ashamed of, right? Like how good we are at deceiving someone or stealing something. Or we can feel this kind of deluded pride on the basis of neutral qualities. Like, I am the best parallel parker. The world has never known a parallel parker like me. Like, behold, right? That kind of mindset, like a neutral thing. It's not even like a good quality, but it's something we're good at, maybe, and then we'll take that. Also, we can develop this pride on the basis of things we just imagine we have, like qualities we imagine we possess. We can take a quality we think we possess and develop deluded pride on the basis of it. But anyway, what happens is we take those qualities, real or imagined, good or neutral or negative, and then we exaggerate them and use them as a basis for feeling self-important, more important than other people. Like I said before, noteworthy, having a greater significance than above others. And we often confuse this for confidence. And this is what I want to spend a little time on it as to why this is not confidence in a moment. But just to read a little bit further, it says, deluded pride is an inflated view of ourself that arises as a result of considering our own qualities, such as our wealth, beauty, strength, education, knowledge, status, or race. Simply being aware that we have a particular quality, or that we are in some respect better than other people, is not necessarily deluded pride. For this may be a recognition of the truth. So this is an important point, because deluded pride is where we feel above, or in the next sentence it says, deluded pride arises when our mind is puffed up with an exaggerated sense of our own importance on the basis of those things. So it's not what's being described here with deluded pride. It's not that we can't acknowledge certain truths and feel good about those truths. Like he's giving this list, you know, maybe it's true that we have strength, like we're maybe physically or mentally strong, or we have a good education, or we have knowledge about something, or we have a status or a race, and we can feel good about those things, right? Like proud of ourselves, recognizing those truths without feeling arrogant or puffed up or self-important on the basis of them. So we can acknowledge truths. That would be an example of confidence, right? We can be confident in certain skills and abilities, and it's not necessarily deluded pride. But I think one difference is that when we're confident, we don't often have to exaggerate our sense of importance because of those things, think we're better than because of them, like we're better than everyone else. But also, we don't often have to mention them. You know, if we're mentioning them, it kind of indicates something. And I'm not saying there isn't sometimes reasons to mention things, but sometimes we're having to highlight them about ourselves, like, I am this, I don't know that, I do this, don't you know who I am, right? Why are we doing that? It's actually because there's this underlying deluded pride. And so this is where we can kind of see deluded pride actually leads to insecurity and often masks insecurity or a sense of like a low self-worth. So it gives us maybe a temporary false sense of confidence that we're hanging on to, but the root of it isn't a genuine confidence. It's not stable. It's conditional on us being above and others being below. Us being the best, what does that imply about others? The worst, right? So any confidence that depends upon creating that kind of dichotomy between self and other is not a real confidence. It's very shaky. Right? So we can see this when we have deluded pride, even if it seems like it's confidence. And if we notice some side effects of this, for example, we find ourselves feeling easily threatened. If we feel easily threatened by other people's success, other people's good qualities, if somebody else is respected, it's easy to feel like pangs of jealousy around that. Why? Maybe because there's some deluded pride. You know, so we feel threatened by other people. It's almost as if their very being, what they are, is a threat to us and our sense of security in who we are. So, you know, if we go back to this list of, you know, considering our qualities, that might be the truth. So it might be true that we have wealth or beauty or strength or education or knowledge or status or race. Like that might be true. But if it's true for someone else, we find it threatening. We want it to be exclusive to us. Right? And exclusively acknowledge that it's us. That's deluded pride, right? We find it threatening if somebody else has those things, if somebody else possesses knowledge of something, if somebody else possesses a strength, a good quality, a life experience we don't have, we find it threatening. So then as a result, often with deluded pride, we feel that other people are our rivals. We can end up seeing others as rivals, as threats. So again, what is it a threat to? It's this false sense of confidence we've built on the basis of that exaggeration. So on the basis of that exaggeration that's taking place, we're shaky. So let's just go back to some fairly benign example of the parallel parking, right? I am the best parallel parker in the universe. Say we believe it. So we could be a good parallel parker. There's no world in which we are the best parallel parker. Like there will be somebody out there who will excel us, like, you know, in that skill. Like I was thinking about this around the Olympics, how, you know, it's so inspiring to see people performing at such a high level, right? And you're just doing things, you're like, are they even human? Is this even humanly possible to do what they're doing? But yet generation after generation, there's people that come and beat everybody else's records. And oftentimes, each time there's Olympics, there's a lot of references to that, right? To previous records, even the previous records of that person. Like, can they beat themselves? Can they beat their previous best when they were the best of the best, right? And sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But irregardless, as time passes and new generations come, new Olympians come, then eventually there's people that come and they best the best, right? They beat the records, they have new, you know, records. So say we think, okay, I'm the best Pello Parker. I'm the best. One single maneuver. No backing, forwarding, you know, tiny little spots with a quarter of an inch on either side, not touching the bumpers, like whatever it is, 6 inches from the curb. Perfect, right? We can think that. So say we have that quality, but if we have diluted pride on the basis of it, like we can be confident in it and we probably wouldn't have to talk about it. You know, maybe you are good at parallel parking and you've never thought to say to anyone, I am the best parallel parker, like at a dinner party or networking event. Like, did you know that I can parallel park like really good? Like, do you want to go see my car? I'll show you right now, right? And you'll be awe inspired, right? We don't, if we're genuinely confident, we don't need to do that. We just do it, right? And we're happy. We're like, yeah, I can parallel park. And it allows us to do that activity without fear. We just go about our business with a sense of being self-assured. We encounter a spot, we need to park, we're self-assured, I can do that, we're confident. But if we have diluted pride, we have to kind of note it. But equally, we feel that others who have a similar quality are suddenly our rival. So if we encounter somebody else with an ability to parallel park, we're like, how dare you? You know, that we feel this sense of rivalry or threat. So I'm using this as a silly example, but we can kind of extract parallel parking and insert other things that maybe have more significance to us to kind of see this mind at work. When we have diluted pride, we feel other people with the very same skill or good quality are a threat. They become our rivals. Whereas if we're confident, we don't feel that way. If we're genuinely confident, somebody who has the same skill or ability or knowledge or experience as us, we develop a kinship with them, right? We feel closer to them. We're like, oh, you know, we both like doing this particular thing, or we both have this experience, or we both have this thing in common, right? And it's not threatening. Whereas if we have a lot of pride, it's very threatening, right? Very, very threatening to that mind. So they become our rival. And another sign that we have diluted pride and not confidence is that we become very sensitive, especially to criticism. We're sensitive to other people being praised for things we feel we should have the exclusive monopoly on being praised for, right? But we're also sensitive to criticism, like highly sensitive to criticism, where we find it unbearable for others to critique us in any way, point anything out, you know, where we might have made a mistake, where we might lack a particular skill or ability, where we might have fallen short. And again, because this is linked to insecurity or low self-worth, this is part of why this is the case. We feel it's a statement about our self-worth when it's not. Like, we interpret that criticism as a statement about our worth as a person or our qualities as a person, when the reality is it could have nothing to do with that, right? So maybe somebody's critiquing us, back to the parking example, for our parking, right? That we did a bad parking job, like we're not in the lines, too close to someone else's car, you know, or too far away from the curb. And somebody's like, that's a terrible parking job. It's as if they said that about us as a whole person. Like, they've just like written us off entirely. Like, I'm a terrible, awful person because I couldn't park between the lines. Versus having the confidence to recognize, like, I did do a bad parking job, right? Like, it doesn't hit us in that way. We're just like, oh yeah. So if we have genuine confidence, then what happens is we can consider what's being said and either agree or disagree. You know, maybe somebody is saying something that we consider a criticism or a critique, and we can create, we have the space to think, is it true? Is it true? And if it's true, then we're like, well, they're just telling me the truth. I'm not going to fault them on it. It's just the truth. Whereas if it's not true, we're just like, oh, it's not true. It must be something to do with them. It doesn't become something that we feel deeply insecure over or defensive or offended by. That kind of defensive, offended mindset is coming from this oversensitivity with respect to criticism, coming from our deluded pride. Because we've linked criticism to, I'm worthless, I'm valueless, I'm pathetic, I'm awful. Right? So this is where we can kind of see deluded pride at work. And then, as I mentioned, another way we can kind of see this is just how, in order to feel confident, if we're somebody with deluded pride, in order to feel confident, we have to be the best or above and everyone else has to be lower. We don't feel secure unless others are lower in some way and we're higher. We don't feel a sense of security or confidence or stability in that unless others are inferior to us in some way. So oftentimes, someone who seems very confident, but if it's deluded pride, has this problem where they have to always put others down. They have to put them down in order to feel just okay, confident, at like a baseline. So if we look at this, some of these descriptions mentioned here, then we can start to kind of understand what deluded pride is and how it's not confidence. Like, confidence should be something that sort of gives us a freedom to accomplish things, learn, grow, improve, move about life without hesitation, feel good in ourselves, good in our activities, hopeful, optimistic. And confidence is so important. And when we have confidence, we can see our experience is so different from what I've just described. Like what I've just described, none of us want this experience. We may have had this experience, but we're not like, oh yeah, I want to stay there. That sounds pleasant. If anything, we think like, oh, that's painful. And it's really helpful to understand where those pains are coming from. They're not coming from confidence, not real confidence. You know, they're coming from this deluded pride. And so this is where, you know, we understand this, we can develop this wish, like I want to develop or build actual confidence, like real confidence. It's not deluded pride because it's an unpleasant experience.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.